You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated joins us from Kansas City. Drew, tell me about the weather forecast for the Midwest. I see there may be a bit of rainfall coming soon.
Yes, it looks like probably tomorrow we'll get up in the morning. We'll be okay if you're on the east side of the Mississippi River, shortly after that, it will start raining. We'll have quite a bit of rain here tonight developing across portions of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, and we'll come across the river as we go through the day tomorrow. We should see generalized precipitation. I think everybody will be impacted at one time or another. The totals will vary quite a bit, though. We'll see some 3/4 inch plus amounts in a few locations, maybe northwestern Illinois and parts of southern Wisconsin could get a fair amount of rain, maybe over an inch. And the rest of us will probably see amounts more like maybe 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, a lot of totals around 1/2 inch. So not a bad little event, but if we're trying to get in the field and get work done, it's not welcome, and that is the case. Unfortunately, it's the first of two storm systems. The second one's much larger and will have a bigger impact on the region. It will begin bearing down on the region. It looks like sometime late Sunday it'll come across the river, and we'll expect Illinois to be quite wet Sunday evening going into Monday morning, and we'll see that fester as we go through Monday and Tuesday with all of the eastern Midwest experiencing a considerable amount of rainfall. So we'll have a little bit of a break between these two events. Our best drying time will likely occur from Friday afternoon into Saturday, and then after that all bets are off, like I said. So it's going to be a little bit of a rough go here for a little while.
Are these what you would consider a cold or a temperate rainfall event?
Actually, I think it's a little bit of both. Just to be a meteorologist here, never give a straight answer, but we do expect the temperatures to warm as the storm, the bigger storm, the one from this weekend, comes rolling into the region. But as the storm gets on top of us, there will be a cold pool of air that will eventually chill the region down a bit. We'll see some high temperatures Monday and Tuesday, probably in the 50s and lower 60s, and it's not terribly cold, but it's cool enough that we'll see those soil temperatures maybe creep back down just a little bit.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. You can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. We post all of our agricultural programming in its entirety there each and every business day of the year. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.